Lazy Parenting Pod Squad. Today, we're going to talk about a great parenting strategy called scaffolding. It really is a foundational piece of the Lazy Parenting Way because the intent of it is to build a framework within which our children can try and fail and learn and grow in a safe way that eventually leads them to becoming complete, independent, competent, and hopefully exceptional adults. I wanted to touch base on this because it seems like finally, many of you who may still be struggling with lockdowns and restrictions might be coming out of this nightmare that the last 2 years have been for so many of us. We can't kid ourselves. For some of our kids, the last 2 years, well, there have been some really big ramifications in our kids from increases in anxiety, burnout, and isolation. And while the child we have now is likely not the child we went into the pandemic with, scaffolding may be a way to help you out and be vital in helping your child and you re-enter the world. For many parents, we have been the one person who has been there for our child through it all, and in some cases, the only person that they have really been in contact with, depending on where you live in the world. And that is huge. These children have been cooped up and isolated, and they're going to now need to explore and re-enter the world. And they're going to fail. And as parents, will we be able to let go, let them try, and watch them fail? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG Lazy Parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So, as our children are now re-entering the world after a large chunk of time, they are likely missing some of the skills they would have otherwise learned that may make navigating the social, emotional, and academic challenges they now face difficult and harder for some of our kids than others. Scaffold parenting is a strategy I want to introduce you to, or if you've heard of it, remind you of, and help you put words to. The intent of it is this. It's to help parents set their kids up for success by building or scaffolding the framework within which the children can grow. There is a lot of info on the Google machine about scaffolding, but in summary, because that's why you listen, right? Is to get some ideas that either resonate with you or not. And if they do, I encourage you to do some quick research, Google the term, and see if it's something you want to dive deeper into. The quick lessons that I think you can begin to implement right away stem from the three pillars of scaffolding, which are support, structure, and encouragement. And at every stage, parents can model and teach positive, pro-social behaviors, give corrective feedback, and boost their self-esteem. And when we do so, we allow the child to develop the strength and agency they need to become happy, successful adults. We want to build the framework of situations for our kids. For example, they're going back to in-person learning, but they're anxious. They haven't been engaging with new people. They've gone years without figuring out how to play with others, how to socialize, how to empathize, or work together through disagreements. So how do we as the parents scaffold this to help them figure it out? Well, we need to support them with empathy and validation and seek to understand first. That, yes, this is hard and new, and they likely are missing some social skills to do so. Intervention is also a part of this. If they need help, go get them the help. We don't want to wait if they need a tutor or a therapist until the problem becomes too big and damaging. Too many parents are too scared for whatever reason, whether you think that's a judgment on yourself as a parent or as a person, but if your child needs help at school, if they have learning challenges, get them the help. Suck it up. Don't worry about what others think of you. What's most important is that your child gets the help. We also need to provide them with structure, routines, and schedules. These give our children a sense of security. Their sense of security and routine may have gone out the window over the past couple of years, right? Things have definitely changed. Getting ready in the morning and out the door to school hasn't been something that has happened for many. Zooming in pajamas, snacking all day, and huge increases in screen time are likely changes that happened in your home. House rules may have fallen to the side because, really, we've just been trying to survive what this pandemic has done to our daily normal. In January, I went through a list of things to re-establish in your homes for the new year. If you are struggling with this, I encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes. They start at episode 34. Social interaction has probably been the one thing that has suffered the most over the past 2 years. For me, 4 kids locked up in one house, they still had to learn how to get along, how to interact, how to solve disputes. But if you only have one child at home, how many other kids have they been able to play with, get in fights with, find joy with, resolve conflicts with, get bored with? Likely no one. And that's a problem. A problem that we have to work through slowly by using scaffolding to help them get back up to speed on these skills. So if we can build a framework for them to begin learning these skills again, it could be short windows of time at daycare or preschool, or short play dates at the park. Can we begin to give them opportunities to flex these muscles of patience, empathy, cooperation, problem solving? We need to gently urge our anxious child to step back into these somewhat uncomfortable situations. We have to practice socializing with them. Expecting our children to now, having been released back into society all of a sudden, without challenges, is unrealistic. Again, depending on what your city and school restrictions have been. For me, we are lucky. Most of my kids' sports continued through the pandemic. They still got to go to school and socialize. Yes, events were canceled, and my 2 oldest missed out on graduation events and parties, etc. But they both got to go away to university for their first year and live independently. They got to grow and experience new things. I encourage you to look at your family's life over the past 2 years. What things did they not get to do? And what skills might they be missing that we as parents need to set up a framework for so that they can learn? We can't expect them to jump back in. If we do, they may fail big, and small failures are much easier to learn from and pick yourself up from and try again. A big failure might be too much for your child. It might scare them away from ever trying again. It might cause severe self-esteem issues. Scaffolding allows us as parents to take a small step back, even if it's scary for us, and watch as our children try, likely fail, adjust, learn, and then try again. Have a great day. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.